There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
/8/15. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. It's Mother's Day weekend. We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, let us take Jennifer and Molly and Richie and Kenny and you on a trip to China. All right, Richie, crank it up. Everybody sing along.
I like Chinese.
Where's everybody else? How come you're not singing with me?
I like Chinese.
I love Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world. So there are three things here that have captured my attention, and perhaps they will capture yours as well. Item number one on the list of items that affect us that are connected to China. The number one most egregious illegal immigration problem is not coming from Mexico. I was trying to phrase this in a way that sounded more clever than it actually is. All right, Richie, now we can. I want to be able to hear everybody. So, the United States government Census Bureau says that we now have more illegal immigrants coming into our country from China than we do from Mexico. What do you think of them?
Well, and everybody from Mexico is already here, so now
right.
They've already emptied out.
Right. They've emptied the drain.
We should send the Chinese to Mexico.
That's an idea.
Just let them pass right
away. Bring
them
in. Send them right down.
Get away from making Apple products.
Huh?
Right.
All Apple products are made in China.
Oh, Apple, that kind of Apple product.
Yes.
So move
terrible
that to
labor conditions.
Mexico.
McDonald's. Uh-huh. Drive-through Apple pies. So, that's probably why they're trying to get out.
Really? Get in here?
That's what I'm thinking.
Good for you, Mom.
Are you following
Congratulations,
me?
Congratulations, yes.
Thanks.
Nice job.
I'm working this out.
I think Los Angeles, Jennifer, and San Francisco are the two biggest areas where the Chinese are coming in illegally. I'm trying to figure out how they get they come in on boats.
I can answer this.
Please.
There's a big expose that was done maybe about a month or two ago about this. And there, it's interesting because certain cities attract these immigrants. And so San Gabriel Valley in California, that's Pasadena, Arcadia, Altadena, that area is huge for this population. And so what's happening, the way they're getting here, is they're coming across going to these schools that are set up. And I'm putting schools in air quotes, if you can see me, because the schools are set up. They're not really a school, but they're a front for people that are trying to come here on student visas that never pan out, and then they sort of just disappear into the system.
Really?
There's also, and you've probably seen the story on this, the maternity packages for Asian countries is huge, where they'll represent this package. You pay $10,000. You can come here, go to Disneyland, hang out for a little while, have your baby, and your baby's an American citizen.
Right.
Many times, they'll take those babies back
to
whatever country they're coming from, but that way they can always come, in case stuff gets real in their country, they can always come back to America because their kid's an American citizen.
Right. So there you go, folks. The story behind the story, courtesy of Jennifer Horn. She knows it. She's got it. Here's another.
On it.
Here's another problem for the Chinese. They're going to lose Lumber Liquidators as a customer. Lumber Liquidators, big advertiser in this program, Richie, right?
Great company, aren't they, Doug?
Yes, they are, as a matter of fact.
They have had a problem because the laminate flooring that they sell is made in China. And they found out last month, that it contains toxic levels of formaldehyde. 7% of their sales is in this kind of laminate flooring, and it all came from China. So as soon as that was found out, the stock market reacted to share prices down about 6-7% for Lumber Liquidators. So they have said they will shift their policy. They will no longer, and I believe this came out a month or so ago in a 60 Minutes piece, reporting the products had formaldehyde in it. Not exactly good. Lumber Liquidators says we are no longer going to sell any products that come from China. Let's see, what else do they have, though? I'm wondering. The formaldehyde is used, I think, in glues. Because yeah. Isn't that what laminate is? It's sort of like plywood right. For your floor. It's finished, but I think it's part of the glue.
Yeah, and I probably shouldn't say this because...
Probably not, Richie.
As a matter of fact, the next commercial we're going to play in a few minutes is from Lumber Liquidators.
Which, by the way, a great company.
Yes,
I love those guys.
Yeah, I do, too.
But they are known for selling, and I went to buy just new floors. Just a few months ago, and the guy I ended up buying from said they sell cheap flooring, inexpensive flooring.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for inexpensive, you're going to get it, but it all comes from China.
Comes from China.
So how they will replace their product now and still be as inexpensive
Brazilian,
as they are.
In Brazilian products.
They'll find something.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. Brazilian wood.
They'll find something, and they'll turn
it around. Home Depot gets all their stuff, that laminate stuff from Brazil. All right, so that's that. Final focus on China comes from Conan O'Brien.
Amazon has just dropped girl and boy from describing children's toys. The toys are now all under one category, crap made in China.
All right. 13 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet a lady named Amy Nordrum. Amy has decided she would like to make us aware of all of these awareness days. You know how every month seems to have something. February is Black History Month, and March
Heart
is
month,
Put On Your Pajamas Month, and April is Don't Like Your Father Month, and May. There are more things going on in May than any other month of the year. All kinds, very crowded with awareness-raising items. So we're going to talk about whether those awareness days make any difference or not in a moment here on Good Day.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $169. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid on Q846030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Amy Nordrum, who is a writer for a science business writer at the International Business Times. She has also written by all accounts, some great things in Scientific American, Smithsonian. In other words, she's good at research and coming up with a story that will hold your attention. So, she has just written about America's obsession with awareness days, health awareness days. And the question is it making people healthier? She wrote, quote, May is the most crowded awareness-raising month of the year, rivaled closely by September and October, although it seems that nearly every nonprofit or disease-related group has a designated day, week, or month to raise awareness. There isn't much evidence to suggest that it works. So what's the story, Amy?
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on this morning. So the story is that here in May, we have actually 37 federally designated awareness-related events.
Federally designated? They're all federally designated?
Right.
Wow.
That's correct. There's over 200 in the year and 37 just in this month alone, and they all revolve around health issues. So the interesting thing about this is a couple of researchers, one from Drexel University and one who's a public health consultant in Philadelphia, teamed up recently to see whether there was any study in the public health research that suggested that these events actually did anything to improve American health. And they turned up zero studies that had ever been conducted in the U.S. on awareness raising, and only five that had been conducted outside of the U.S. So it seems like despite having all of these different awareness or raising events, for health issues throughout the entire year, there doesn't seem to be a lot of scientific evidence to suggest that this is making anybody healthier.
Really? So why is it that we get ourselves so wrapped up in this stuff then?
How much does us awareness cost us as the U.S. taxpayer?
Definitely a lot of resources that go into each of these awareness-raising events. In fact, some of them last an entire month. And the trend that seems to have started perhaps around 1979 when awareness days first started to come onto the radar. But since 2005, there have been 145 bills reached into Congress to designate awareness days. So the trend is really hot right now.
Let's get to the bottom line here. This is all about money. I'll use as my best example, is it October that's Breast Cancer Awareness Month? I think it's October.
True. It's October.
When is it?
October.
Yeah,
it's October.
Okay, yeah. So every year we get inundated with all of these pink ribbons and the Susan G. Komen Foundation running around, the woman who is Susan's sister who's created this monstrous 501c3, which is great for her and her family because they're doing very well running it. But the what I've seen in research, or at least in the study of what's done with the money, suggests that it's a flower that doesn't have much of a stem to it, if you know what I mean. There isn't a lot of money. People are getting hoodwinked into, I mean, all kinds of media stuff. Let's support it. Of course, who doesn't want to eliminate women's breast cancer? But the bottom line is that these people are, this is a charade.
I think that one of the issues these researchers raised is, you know, awareness is such a vague goal. Anybody can say that they're creating an awareness day or month, and that's really difficult to define. And so one thing that they said about Breast Cancer Awareness Month is that there was a 2013 study that showed that during October there are lots of tweets about wearing pink. Everybody gets into the idea of wearing pink. But there's very few that actually encourage women to receive mammograms, which would be the logical preventive activity that you might undergo to actually prevent your risk of breast cancer. So it seems as if people are getting really into the pink and the awareness raising, but they're not actually translating that
part of it.
Yeah, it's the thing to do.
Right.
It's but the cool nothing thing. Comes out of doing it, so it's a big fraud. Okay, Amy, good that you pointed this out. You can check out Amy Nordrum's work at ibtimes.com. It's a good day at 21 after the hour.
If If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wonder Time. Didn't we just hear this a minute ago? Why do I think I just heard this?
I was just playing it during the break.
Oh, is that what it
was? Yeah. Deja vu, Dougie.
Wow.
I'm paying close attention, Richie. It's the song called Harden My Heart. American rock group. Topped the pop singles charts during this week in 1981. This is a very recognizable song. If you know who's singing it, call us at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder duo. And we'll send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonder. Wonder it's on it. Harden My Heart. Crank it up, Reggie. All of my tears, I always like this song. I think I like the Saxon best. All right, everybody knows the song, right? Jen, you know the song?
Absolutely.
Molly, you know the song?
I don't know who sings it, but I know the song.
Oh, really good. Then you can't give it away. Molly, careful.
I know who sings it, but I won't give it away.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Kenny knows the song. Richie, everybody pretty much
never heard it.
You never heard this song before?
Yeah, right.
Oh, right.
He just heard it a minute ago.
All right, several times. The group was formed in 1980 in Portland, Oregon. A band put together by Rindy Ross, lead singer and saxophone player, and her husband Marv. He's playing the guitar here. Rindy said that the sax was an extension of her voice, allowing her to express emotions that she couldn't do vocally. Listen to this. Crank this up, Richie. This is good. She taught Bill Clinton how to play the sax. You didn't think that's true? You don't believe me?
Yeah.
Huh. Sorry about that. Isn't that, I mean, when you think about it, there's her husband playing the guitar. But isn't that saxophone is kind of emotive when you listen to it? Yeah, I get that.
Oh, sure it is.
Yeah. Band formed for members of two other Oregon bands, Seafood Mama and Pilot. Harden My Heart, originally released under the band name Seafood Mama, was a hit in the Portland area.
Wait a minute.
What?
So, Ken, Pilot as in, what's the name of the, like, It's Magic Pilot? That band, though, I'm checking that now.
Yeah. All right, anyway, this song recorded or re-recorded, released under this name that we're listening to, and that's the name we're looking for, at 888-302-3684. Group released a couple of albums, no more pop singles, though. This was it for them, and then they broke up. 1990, Rindy and Marv staged a reunion using only themselves and studio musicians. Didn't get very far. So, they are known as 888-302-3684. Let us travel to Atlanta, where Joe is listening to Good Day. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. That is Quarter Flash.
Yes, it is. What do you remember about them, or what was going on in your life, more importantly, when this was a hit in 1981?
That was the last cassette tape I ever bought.
Ah! Really?
You still have it. That's the question.
Yeah.
Somewhere in a box of junk, it might be found.
Love you.
What about the thing that plays it? Have you got one of those around in a box of junk, too?
No, I think those have been long gone.
You know what?
What?
I'll tell you what, Joe.
But
your prize for this
contest,
I'll send you a professional cassette deck if you would like it. Because I got about a dozen of them sitting around here in the closet.
All right. Send it. I got one, actually. I've got a couple of three or four of them here, too.
They're nice ones, too.
Yeah.
Joe, if you want it, it's all
yours. So, Joe, you can have it if you'd like it.
That's okay. I think I'm going to pass.
Wow. What a killjoy. Come on.
Yeah, imagine that. Joe doesn't want to get your old junk, Rich.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll change my mind. Send it on. I'll take it.
Yeah, there we go. All right, there you go.
Hey, do you have any old Pooley socks that you could send him to?
By the way, one of their other songs that they did from one of the greatest movies ever, Night Shift.
Yes. All right, Quarter Flash wins the day. Here takes the day 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs, with the exception of the larger breeds, are small creatures living in a world that's so much larger than they are. Unless they're encouraged to make eye contact, they may never know that your eyes and face are 5 or 6 feet up in the air. To prove my point, try this. Lie flat on the floor and have one stand over you. Strange feeling, isn't it? This gives you an idea of what your pet sees from his perspective. People who are upset, possibly scolding him, look like tall, overwhelming ogres, scaring him like nothing else he's ever seen. Even people who are friendly look something like the Jolly Green Giant. No wonder your dog, especially if he's a smaller breed, is constantly jumping up on you and visitors to your home. He's trying to make contact with a world that towers over him. I don't think our pets feel as threatened by direct eye contact as they feel uncomfortable. Most of their world revolves around things close to the ground, things that don't include human faces, unless you make your face a little bit more accessible, which is I suggest you do. Spend more time down on your hands and knees with your dog. They'll feel more comfortable, you'll feel more comfortable, and you know what? Your relationship will even get better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The voice of Jennifer Horn, not to be confused with the voice of Molly Page, who will say hello differently.
Hello.
Hello. Kenny Kessler, say hello.
Hello.
Richie, say hello.
How you doing?
Doing fine, Richie. Thanks for asking. So,
totally doesn't get
before it. We get into it. What do we mean? That's not true at all. By the way, the hurricane season is coming. Molly's going to update us on that in just a matter of moments. Jennifer, though, we have some important news from California that I want to get to after I tell you what not to do when you're washing clothes and putting them in the dryer. One of the things to make sure of is that you get the money out of your pocket. Yesterday, somebody
not
gave
a
me
problem.
$100. It gave me five $20 bills. I stuck in my pocket. And last night when I came home, I threw all of my jeans and things into the wash. And then I put them in the dryer. And then I was looking in my pocket because the other pants I had, I needed the money for something last night. And I couldn't find it. Did I leave them in my pants? So I came home and opened up the dryer. I still have the $100.
Very clean.
Very clean and very small. It's like
it's
Monopoly.
Shrunk.
Yeah, it's Monopoly money.
No,
it did.
I've washed money before.
Yeah. Really, you're a money launderer. I knew there was something shady about you. Jennifer, call the feds, Richie.
That's what it is. No, it seems weird because it gets really hard, really crunchy, and it like smooshes itself together, which
is
weird.
Yes, it does. Yes, it did that.
Like
right, crumples. Exactly.
Iron it.
All right. Oh, that's an idea. I hadn't thought of it.
Heavy start.
I have an ironing board now, and I used to have one. Well, I think there's still one around. It doesn't get used too much, but Jennifer, there is a war on law. What did you say?
No. Your house?
Yeah. There's a war. Well, there used to be a lot of ironing get down here, but it's not getting done at the moment.
By the way, before we ask, Rich. I just was curious about money and what kind of paper. It's made from 75% cotton and 25% linen fibers.
Oh, no wonder.
That's why we need
high strength.
There it is.
Yeah.
Perfect. Jennifer, there's a war on lawns going on in California.
And I'm fighting, by the way.
Well, there's a lot of hoopla about this now because it seems that upon study, there are a lot of different things that could be done to curb the problem, not the least of which was the suggestion of Mr. Shatner that we put a pipeline in from the Columbia River and bring the water down to California. But my daughter told me, we had a couple of conversations about it this week, because I don't have a lawn in my house in Santa Monica. I just have a patio out front and a patio out back, and that was it. And when Charlotte wanted to poop, we had little pots. Brendan had put pots to grow things in the backyard and out in front, corn and tomatoes and things like that. So there's a picture of Charlotte someplace, and I don't know where it is. Kenny, maybe you can find it. She got into the pot and would do her business, and then she'd, move the dirt around. And there's a picture of her looking at me when I took the picture. I'm not sure who took the picture, but I remember her looking at me in the most defiant way, standing in one of those pots, because she didn't like not having grass to go in.
Yeah, she's like, what is this?
On the grass.
Why am I slumming it over
right
here? Come on.
So now I'm wondering, as I think about this, because the lawns in Santa Monica, which are very well manicured, and Beverly Hills, both these towns have a lot of lawns, and there is, according to my daughter, a bounty being placed on lawns now, so that if you don't get rid of them and you need to water them, you're going to pay through the nose. But I think they're trying to get you to put rock gardens in.
Yeah.
But there's some beautiful lawns.
There's a couple of things going on. First of all, they have not done the cutbacks. So everybody's supposed to be cutting back 25%. That's the mandatory cutback.
Yes.
But they haven't told you that you can't water your lawns yet.
No,
we've been pushed down to 3 days a week. So that's where it stands right now. You can still water a lawn and your yard 3 days a week with sprinklers, or you can hand water with the hose any day. Now they're saying, people are speculating that by summertime, when it starts to really heat up, they're going to move the watering days down to once a week, which basically tells you all of your lawns and stuff are going to die. So the different local water agencies are offering people rebates if you get rid of your current situation and put in a drought-tolerant garden. So they'll help you do rock gardens. They'll help you do cactus, very similar to what Phoenix does. Not a lot of lawns in Phoenix. So there's now credits going into people that want to do that now voluntarily.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Now, I'm fighting
because... How are you, Jennifer?
I like a lawn. And it's not my fault that California didn't plan, right?
That's right.
I'm going to sneak out in the middle of the night. I'm going to be that girl with my hose. Maybe I shouldn't admit it on here.
Okay.
I'm going to be sneaking out in my ninja wear, watering things around 3 a.m. Because you know what? I get up early anyway. So, take that, California.
So,
ha!
All right, Californians.
You've got to get up early to catch me.
Do people use rain barrels in California?
Not because there's no rain here, Rich. No, they'd be empty.
They'd be ornamental for the most part.
Barrels. Yes. Yes. Said it was raining.
Hmm. Yeah.
Rains here and there. Yeah. Californians who use their cell phones to record police encounters with the public on video will be able to automatically transmit them directly to the local chapter of the ACLU. According to a story at DougStephan.com. You want to give us the background to that, Jen?
Well, you pretty much just nailed it. The ACLU has decided to make it a whole lot easier to report things going on, so they've created an app. This one, I think, is just specifically for California right now, but I'm sure, as it often does, things will get copied and you'll be able to do it in your neck of the woods.
Right.
But you can take video, so if you see something that you think is unsavory or maybe not by the law of the land, if there's something you want to report, you download this app, you upload your video, and the ACLU will start investigating.
Actually, they have in other states been doing the same thing. New York, Oregon, Missouri. The app in New York, designed to document the controversial stop and frisk practice, has generated 30,000 videos at the ACLU website. 30,000
videos. I wonder how many of them are legitimate issues.
That's a good question.
I want to see what the crime rate grows to in this country.
What's a crime rate?
Oh, it's going to be ridiculous because the police officers are not allowed to police anymore.
Right. Look, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to rob somebody and it'll be on TV. Right. Hey, look at me.
And the cops are just going to put their hands up and go, I'm not allowed to stop you because I might get sued, arrested, thrown in jail for actually doing my job. So go ahead. And
not enough attention being paid. Now, Jennifer's had her say, Richie's had his. Molly Page got her first listener email.
Ooh, exciting.
And
wasn't
was
he
nice
sweet?
One.
And I'm sure he still is today.
Yep, he was very nice.
Yeah.
He was commenting on Molly being here and wondering about Jen.
I've been getting a lot of those. I was going to tell you, you may want to start saying stuff because, there have been some questions like you've put me in a basement or something, Dougie.
Are you in the basement?
Constantly from 7 o'clock on.
Right. Yeah. It's just a drive. So here's the story. Jennifer.
I think the earlier hours.
I was wearing Jennifer out because she was getting up early. She has lots of other responsibilities. So I thought, okay, we'll do this differently and better for Jennifer. For those of you who love Jennifer, this is to save her. So she sleeps another hour. And in her place, because nobody could take her place, but the female voice is the French-Canadian lovely Molly Page.
She's not Canadian. She's American.
Of course she is, but she sounds like
American.
She just
grew up near there. Right. That's why she talks funny.
Right. That's what this fellow says. All right, listen to this. Listen to this guy. I shouldn't be reading this because the guy takes a shot at me.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, everybody takes a shot
at
you.
Quite factual.
It's fun.
It says, wait a minute. I'm guessing you know Doug if you took the job. That suggests that you knew him before you took the job.
I guess you know.
And actually, Molly didn't know me. Did you know who I was even beforehand?
Of course I did.
So you knew who I was anyway.
Yeah, you're nationwide.
That's right. I'm on your side. Anyway, so the emailer says, so you'll definitely need to let him do his rants. And when you get a few words in edgewise, I'll be listening for those subtle. Really nice.
We love him.
Jeffrey Weinstock.
He's a sweetheart.
He's out. Let's see.
Show well.
He works in the Everglades National Park Homestead, Florida.
Well, I don't know we should give too much away.
Why?
Well, because he sent the email to me. I don't know that he wanted it read on the air, right?
Well, that's too bad.
What if he's not supposed to be listening during that time?
Listen, that's his problem.
Uh-oh.
He took a shot at me. He gets it back again.
Was he wrong?
Wow. 17:30 for the hour. Time for us to beat the odds, beat the heat.
You get it?
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Reggie.
It's 17 minutes before the hour. Time check here.
I said 17:30 before. It's 30 seconds later, so it's 17 before the hour.
There you go. Okay.
Why, are you giving it to me because I said I wanted to be out 2 minutes earlier?
Something like that.
Well, but you see, I had to give credit to Molly.
No, you wanted to take a shot at the listener.
Well, a little of both. But that's what makes me so lovable.
By the way, Molly's birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Molly.
And Kara, who is the production person. Happy birthday to them. And this, actually, Kara celebrated earlier this week because she slept in for a couple of hours.
That was her birthday gift.
That was her birthday gift to her, right. Super Beats. By the way, are we sharing the Super Beats with Kara? You've got them there.
Molly helped me finish my Super Beats.
Oh, no.
And I am out now, so I'm waiting for the next order, yes.
All right, okay. Well, Super Beats, something you will wait for. If you run out, you'll be in trouble because of the good that it does for you every day. Good and goodness together in Super Beats. Better than regular beets? Regular beet juice. First of all, it doesn't taste bad. Beet juice is pretty bad. Beets, if you pickle them, put some good salad dressing on them. I actually was having some beets this morning with some cucumbers, and they're really great with Italian dressing on them. But that's not really the best way to get the benefit of the beets. Super Beets concentrated. There are three beets in every single serving.
That's my favorite.
Every single spoonful of Super Beets.
Just forget it. Beets are good for you.
Beets are good for you. Soda beets are great for you. Give you a lot of energy. They keep your arteries wide and flexible, and there's nothing better than a wide, flexible artery.
Thank you. That was the selling point for me on these.
Yeah.
I need something that makes sense in my brain.
Yes, you do, Rich.
Getting more oxygen into your blood.
That's what it is.
Makes more sense.
Yep. And it's good for your muscles, all your organs. Everything will be better served, and you'll feel the difference with the Super Beets. Get them for Mother's Day. Call 800-655-4183. Yeah, this is a good present for your mother for Mother's Day. It really is. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free when you order the usual stuff. First order, backed up, money-back guarantee, all of that stuff. Get a free book called Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You will love the results of taking Super Beets. So go to the phone, 800-655-4183. Order them now. Or go online to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets, the super way to get your body charged up every morning that's safe and really healthful for you. It's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute.
Squirrels too.
Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants.
Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone.
Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Boy, can you believe Mother's Day is just around the corner? For all of you mothers out there, I hope your family lets you sleep in and do whatever you want on Sunday. Anything you want to do. You know what you used to be able to do all the time before you had your kids.
Yeah. All right, Jen Jen.
Dougie.
Stephen Colbert funding a group of classroom projects in South Carolina. He's getting ready to start on The Late Show after Letterman gets done, so he's looking for some publicity. This appears to be quite a good story. We have it from today's show section at DougStephan.com, helping thousands of school children in South Carolina. Why did he choose South Carolina, Kenny? What is it? He's from there? Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Donors Choose.org is crowdfunding this. $800,000 raised to fund every classroom project South Carolina teachers listed on the DonorsChoose.org site. So this isn't his money. He put together a crowdfund in order to raise money.
No, no.
This is his dough?
He auctioned off the set from his old show on Comedy Central.
Oh.
And took the money for that and then got other places to match it.
Ah, okay.
DonorsChoose.org, by the way, just as a little plug, is a really cool thing. And Stephen Colbert is on the board of directors, which I didn't know until we started talking about this. But my mom uses it. As a school teacher, you can go on and say what you need for your classroom. So maybe you need a new projector, or you need, you know, paper, or you need a camera, or whatever it is that you need. You put it on there, and then people, when they have a little extra money, can go through and choose what they want to donate to. My mom's gotten things like laptops, all kinds of cool stuff from donors for her classroom.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel says he has too much respect for David Letterman to be on the air against him the night he retires. So I didn't realize he was doing May 20th. I thought it was the end of May for some reason or other.
No, it's coming up.
May 20th is the last day of sweeps, and that's why they're doing it on that night.
Right.
I guess. Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel really showing that he's a class act. He's announced that he's going to air a repeat of his show, a repeat episode of his show on the night of David Letterman.
I don't know that this makes him a class act, but...
Well, I think it does. I mean, you could try to compete against him.
Yeah,
it shows respect. Yeah, I think it's a classy move. He said he has too much respect for David Letterman to do a show that night. He wants to make sure that he doesn't distract any viewers so that everybody has a chance.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the street, Jimmy Fallon says, I'm going to pound him into the sand.
Of course. Fallon, not as much. Yeah. Well, you know.
All right. John Stamos has a new television program, huh?
Yeah, okay, so these Full House people totally, like, revamping their careers. I don't know what the deal is, but the announcement came last week that Fuller House is going to be on with Candace Cameron Bure. Well, now John Stamos has a new show that he's going to co-star and executive produce, and it looks good. It's called Grandfathered. He's going to be a longtime bachelor whose life is upended when he discovers he not only has a son named Gerald, but a two-year-old granddaughter.
Really?
Yeah, Padgett Brewster, though, who I think is very fun to watch, is going to be a part of this really? Pilot. Yeah.
I don't know anything about this Phineas and Ferb.
It's over, Rich. They're going to end in June, but don't worry. 126 episodes, a 73-hour marathon before the show ends.
I wasn't worried at all. Jennifer Horn with us on Good Day.
Clearly.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Place, because we have Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here with a focus on the collective information, the message here, or the medium wants you to have the message that you can find some good fares domestically, but it's a great time to travel overseas as well. Tom will explain in a moment here on Good Day.
According to a recent survey, almost 90% of women see flaws when they look in the mirror, and nearly 95% feel inadequate about themselves some or all of the time. The all-female rock band The Misses is on a mission to change that. The Misses Band founder and drummer, Andra Lamont.
Women feeling bad about themselves has become an epidemic, and that's not okay. We want women to know they are enough all the time, and we want them to accept themselves just as they are.
In honor of Mother's Day, The Misses Band is releasing their newest single called You Told Me. They also have a new version of the Misses Magic Mirror app that allows users to send encouraging messages to loved ones called Enoughies.
It's a great way for women to send and receive reminders like stay calm, you're a supermom, or customized notes that remind them that they're loved and beautiful. Little messages like this can make a big difference.
To learn more about The Misses and enter their $50,000 You Told Me Mother's Day contest, visit themisses.com. That's T-H-E-M-R-S.com.
All right, let's get to the travel plans that you may or may not have. Maybe this will give you the encouragement that you need to take a trip, as people want. Now the good weather is here. People are starting to plan how to get away and where to go. So Tom likes to focus with his info that he has at bestfares.com on two things. How it is that you can get around finding the bargains here in America, and what the overseas traveler may be finding. And in some cases, it may be cheaper to go to some places overseas than to travel around our country. Is that right?
Yep. There's some. I mean, domestically right now, let's face it, Southwest Airlines, if you remember these days, where they were doing $58 round-trip airfares, $78 round-trip. Most of their short-haul flights, under 500 miles, are averaging between $175 and $225. And that's why they're making $400 million this last quarter. I mean, they control some of those short-haul flights. Now, Tom, we're doing the Tommy the Swami here.
All right, Tommy.
I'm predicting somewhere around June 2nd, Southwest, on about 150 routes, maybe more, are going to cut those under 500 miles where they fly nonstop. They're charging $200 or more right now for the summer, starting August 25th to December 15th, except for December 16th, other than Thanksgiving. I think you'll see that airfare drop that week for 3 days for about $98 round trip.
Really?
So
why would they do it then? What's the motivation for doing it then?
Because it's a very slow period. Everybody goes back to work. Kids are back in school. College students are back in school. It's a very slow travel period. And they're also going to make you book it 60 days plus in advance.
Okay.
And they'll get that money in the bank now.
Yeah.
So I've predicted this thing right dozens of times with the correct, and I think it's going to be June 3rd, 2nd, which is a Tuesday. It'll go for 3 days. The other airlines will match some of these airfares, but probably about Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday morning. But it'll be one of our better sales for the beginning of the end of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't have to travel June, July, and August, remember, you're going to be packed in those airplanes like sardines. You're going to have a long line. You're going to get frustrated. Only 25% of the flights in America run on time. Don't run on time. And, why not go in the fall? It's a little bit lighter. You maybe get better hotel deals and better car rental deals. So that's what I'm looking forward to for the fall. Now, Europe, if you can go out of Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Miami, Houston, Chicago, L.A., and San Francisco, we are now seeing airfares in October going to Rome, Paris, Amsterdam. All those cities are going for $1,400 or $1,500 or $2,000 during peak summer. They'll drop to maybe somewhere in the $700 to $800 range. And if you... It's on Turkish Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, they're rated one of the top five airlines in Europe. And if not, I think they won the last five years, the best airline in Europe.
Really?
They're a good airline. And because they go to make connections to Istanbul, you get a free stop over there if you wish. You just have to pay any extra security taxes that may apply.
All right. So Turkish Airlines, something to check out. Check out all the information that's there. Really is helpful in saving money on your travel plans. bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here with us on Good Day with the travel updates. 59 after the hour.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.